Vi ste uz SBS Creation. Za još odličnih priča, sbs.au/creation.
Program radija SBS na hrvatskom jeziku, ja sam Josipa Kusanović. Treći hrvatski filmski festival održat će se u Sidneju od 18. do 21. studenog, kada će u 7 sati i 30 minuta započeti sad već rasprodana premijerna projekcija filma Countryman, kojeg potpisuju Petar Pecotić i Joseph Williams Orlović. Prateći korake svog pokojnog oca koji je radio na farmama šećerne trstike krajem 50. godina, Petar se uputio na 10.000 km dugo putovanje prema sjevernoj Australiji, gdje je upoznao umjetnika iz naroda Warunga, čiji je otac također hrvatski migrant. Njihovo prijateljstvo, kao i spoznaja da dijele neraskidivu vezu prema zemlji svojih predaka, je glavni lik ovog dokumentarnog filma. No krenimo iz početka.
Hala, dobro je, ona je dobro, bit će sretna i vi ona.
Put je toj dugi lep, vidim se od svet, a kad na putu tvom, srati se u moj dom, nosi drag pozdrav svoj, majci premiloj. Reci joj da ne bude tužna zbog mene sad, jer ja ću se vratiti opet u rodni kraj. Mjeseče srebreni.
1961. godine, kada se Petar Pecotić vratio po prvi put iz Australije u svoje rodno selo Smokvicu na otoku Korčuli, mali Miloš ga je dočekao s pjesmom koju smo upravo čuli. Taj audio zapis je samo jedan od mnogobrojnih isječaka koje je Petrov sin, koji se također zove Petar Pecotić, digitalizirao i uvrstio u svoj dokumentarni film Countryman. Petre, na filmu koji kroz osjećaj kulturnog pripadanja obrađuje temu identiteta ste radili 2 godine, no vaša priča o povezanosti sa rodnim krajem vašeg oca je započela još u djetinjstvu. Koje vam je najranije sjećanje vezano za priče iz Hrvatske?
So, when I was a kid, my father showed me these two small jars that he brought in 1956. When he first came to Australia, and one of them was filled with water from the Jadransko more, from the Adriatic Sea, and the other one was filled with soil from the island of Korčula. And these were given to him by his mother to never forget the country, the land and the sea that he came from.
Petar kaže da kad je bio dijete, da mu je otac pokazao 2 staklenke koje je iz Korčule donio sa sobom u Australiju. Jedna je bila napunjena morem, a druga sa zemljom. Te staklenke je Petrov otac dobio od svoje majke, prije nego se uputio na daleki put kako nikada ne bi zaboravio od kuda dolazi, svoje korijenje i svoju zemlju.
That is something beyond a property, something that you own, something that you have as a commodity that you trade and sell, but it's something that's ancestral, and it's something that we belong to it as much as it might belong to us. And that was that introduction. He kept these jars all of his life.
Petar kaže da je njegov otac cijeli život čuvao te staklenke i da je kroz oca naučio da je zemlja puno više od imanja koji se može prodati i da mi pripadamo zemlji isto onoliko koliko i ona pripada nama. Petre, tijekom vaše odiseje u kamperu kroz sjevernu Australiju dok ste snimali film, sigurno vam se puno toga izdešavalo. Možete li izdvojiti nešto za slušatelje radija SBS na hrvatskom jeziku, nešto što nije prikazano u filmu?
One thing that happened, when you set an intention, things just come up in front of you. I was on Magnetic Island, and going onto Magnetic Island, you catch a trajekt, you catch a car ferry. So I'm suddenly feeling like I'm back in Dalmatia, I'm back in Croatia, you know. And it reminded me of what my dad said when he was alive, that the two most beautiful places in the world are the Dalmatian Archipelago.
Petar kaže da je bilo puno značajnih trenutaka i slučajnih susreta koje je on mogao direktno povezati sa Hrvatskom. Kao na primjer putovanje trajektom prema otoku Magnetic, što ga je posjetilo na putovanje iz Splita prema Korčuli. I tada se sjetio kako mu je otac uvijek govorio da su arhipelag otoka u Dalmaciji i onaj na krajnjem sjeveru Queenslanda najljepša mjesta na svijetu.
I look at him and I can see he's asking me how you're going, like really, not just like a sincere person. Srdačan čovjek, I suppose you call it in Croatian. Would that be correct?
Yeah.
And I just look back at him and say, "Oh, it's not too bad. We just had a chat." And then he found.
Jedna druga situacija koju je Petar izdvojio je kad je unatoč gužvi u restoranu uspio dobiti stol, pa se na kraju ispostavilo da je otac vlasnika restorana također rodom iz Korčule.
My dad's also from Blato. Well, not also from my dad's from Small Pizza, but the coincidences that were happening as a part of that journey and a part of that intention was quite something. I suppose the other thing that touched me was going to Cairns and visiting the graves of Barba, Cornelio and Teta Jova, who were very close family friends. And
Petra je također dodirnuo posjet na groblju u Cairnsu, gdje je posjetio posljednje prebivalište obiteljskih prijatelja njegovih roditelja s kojima su godinama razmjenjivali mango za pršut.
They would send a big crate of juicy mangoes to us in Sydney and we'd send them a pršut. You know, it's this tradition every year, but they were close family friends and their son Mortis and I are still friends even though we live so far apart. So, yeah.
Film Countryman bi vjerojatno bio dosta drukčiji da se nije dogodilo prijateljstvo s Josipom Orlovićem, umjetnikom iz naroda Varunga, čiji je otac također hrvatski migrant. Poslušajmo insert iz filma kad ga vi po drugi put posjetite u Tarrant Creeku.
How's your holiday, Pete?
Well, it's awesome. It's awesome, thanks. Yeah, we've traveled a lot of miles.
Yeah.
All the way from Sydney up to far north Queensland, tropical. And then I went across the tablelands to Currumba, which is on the Cape.
Oh, yeah.
And then I didn't want to go swimming there because there's too many crocodiles. So then came all the way down to Mount Isa and then got allowed over the border into the territory. And here I am.
In good old Tennant Creek.
In good old Tennant Creek. Second time this year.
Second time this year.
You got to learn to say dobro došli.
Hey?
Dobro došli.
Dobro došli.
Perfect.
Hey?
That's welcome.
Welcome. Dobro došli.
And I say bolje vas našli, which is even better to find you here.
Hey?
The dobro došli is like welcome.
Welcome.
And I say bolje vas našli, which is dobro došli, good that you came.
Yeah.
And I say better that I found you here.
Yeah, I'll try to get them words.
When Joseph introduced me to country on Warramugal country and taught me about what his responsibilities are, he could.
Komentirajući susret s Josipom, kojeg smo upravo čuli, Petar kaže da je naučio o starosjedilačkoj kulturi i o njihovom odnosu prema zemlji, kako o njoj brinu kako bi ju ostavili za nasljeđe za buduće generacije i kako kroz taj proces na neki način razgovaraju sa svojim precima.
You're maintaining it on behalf of the ancestors and in a way it's a conversation with the ancestors but also for the descendants. And this is something that my father taught me when I was a kid. He said to me that the lands that I'll inherit on Korčula won't be mine to sell. And I was so young I didn't even know what he's talking about.
Petar kaže da je njegov otac njemu uvijek govorio da zemlju koju će naslijediti u Korčuli nikada ne smije prodati, jer ta zemlja ne pripada njemu, već njegovim budućim potomcima. A na njemu je da o njoj brine.
I found very similar to what Joseph was showing to me with Warramugal culture and with his relationship to his country and his land. And I feel the same when I go out.
Taj odnos prema zemlji koji je njegov otac gajio čitav život je skoro pa identičan stavu starosjedioca, odnosno Josipovog naroda Varunga.
In the way Joseph has described it to me. And even though I felt when I was on country out on Warramugal country as well, on his country. You know, I felt good. There's this feeling that comes with it.
Dokumentarac ste nazvali Countryman. Otkuda inspiracija za ovaj odličan naslov?
Joseph was constantly calling me my countryman when I was with him up in Tennant Creek and
Peter kaže da ga je Josip cijelo vrijeme zvao My Countryman dok su provodili vrijeme zajedno i da je to njemu jako značilo, pogotovo što je to bio nadimak koji mu je dao on kao starosjedioc, čija je zemlja kroz povijest bila oteta i koji mu je objasnio da se dijelovi slagalice spajaju i kulture dijele kako bi ih svijet mogao vidjeti.
And have someone like Joseph to accept me and call me a countryman has a very profound effect as well from that perspective too, I gotta say.
A za kraj Petar je zamolio da se zahvali svima onima koje je proces stvaranja ovog filma dodirnuo i koji su mu pomogli završiti film, uključujući organizaciju Croatia House i veleposlanstvo Hrvatske u Canberri.
This film touched a lot of people's lives and hopefully it will reach out to others as well. In particular, the team at Croatia House were so involved in this as well, so I'd love to express gratitude to Mirjana Cestard and the team at Croatia House. Also at the Croatian Embassy, they were very encouraging to get this film produced. A shout out to Her Excellency Betty Pavlic and Sandra Tvrtković, who encouraged me to get some funding from the Središnji državni ured za Hrvatske izvan Republika Hrvatske, who provided a little bit of financial assistance, but also a lot of momentum and feeling of support for the project. But, yeah, that's so many.
Thank you for this conversation, Peter.
Okay, thank you, Josipa. Thanks so much.
Želite čuti još ovakvih tema? Slušajte nas na Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify ili gdje god vi nalazite podcaste.